99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Happy early Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. I am your mother.
You're in the me. Fun stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So Now, does your family like celebrate you the entire weekend, or is it just kind of the day, or what's the deal?
It's mostly the day. Historically, they have given me a gift card to my favorite store, and I get to go shopping by myself.
All right, that's nice.
Take as much time as I want.
I was going to say, a little mom me time, never a bad thing, right?
Yes, but this year I was like, you know what? I don't need anything. We got some stuff going on around the house. That we want to, you know, let's put our money towards that.
Yeah. So, yes, you say that.
Yeah. No, it's true. I don't need anything this year.
Well, of course, no one needs anything, but.
Right. But if they want to get me some flowers, that's nice.
But if they literally made no mention of Mother's Day and didn't do anything for you, you'd be a little bit like, huh? Or you.
Yeah, no, they have to acknowledge it.
Okay.
There needs to be acknowledgement.
All right, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, but you're not into material things.
Yeah, I don't need the gift card this year.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you're saying, you know what? I don't need that me time.
I just shower me with affection, love. Let's do some snuggles. You know, that kind of thing. Just make me feel special and loved.
Okay. All right. All right.
Are you trying to figure out something to do for your wife?
Yeah. Okay. So question.
Okay.
I mean, it is, I typically do get my wife a card or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, but is it like, you know, she is, because she's the mother of my kids. So, you know,
right.
I like to, you know, make sure that she is honored as well as, you know,
yes.
Giving my mom a call and things like that.
Right. Yes. Most all like wives in your life should be acknowledged. We send cards to the grandmas, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So make sure.
Or the moms in your life for sure. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
All the moms in your life.
All right. So, yeah, it is going to be a little bit different this year in my family just because I've got my three daughters are going to be in various places this weekend.
Oh.
And
are they coming together?
I'm going to be playing roadie for my wife who's got, some bar gigs this weekend as well. So
okay.
It's a little bit different Mother's Day look for us than it has been in the past. So,
okay.
You know, I'm still kind of thinking and just pondering what I'm going to actually do.
Okay.
I've got a couple days still to figure it out.
All right.
Think we're fine?
Okay. All right. But I wouldn't take too much time.
But yeah. I mean, my wife kind of like you in the sense that she's not looking for anything like material. She's like, all right, you know, just a card or, you know, some breakfast in bed or whatever. That'd be fine. You know,
maybe
whatever.
Take her to her favorite place to eat.
Yeah. Not anything super, super special. So, anyways, but acknowledgement nonetheless. So,
yes,
today,
acknowledge them.
Today it is Friday. It is, not Mother's Day. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, FYI.
Yeah. My husband, put a post up there and he's just like, hey guys, just a reminder, ladies, to get all their housework done on Saturday so they can enjoy Mother's Day.
Oh, jeez.
He's sassy. Yeah. He likes to live dangerously.
He likes to poke the bear.
He does.
All right.
He's a jokester.
All right. So today on the show, got several things involving mom to get to. And coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
You've got to check out this group of dancing dads. They're middle-aged dads, and they perform. They originally came together to perform at their kids' school, but they're catching fire. Because they are hashtag fire.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to that coming up. Looking for also thunderstorms this morning. High 76, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. It's Ben and Kelly Show. Good morning. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories. Do them every hour. And Kelly K.
Okay. So this group of middle-aged dads formed a dance crew to perform at their kids' school. But they ended up kind of charming the internet. They got over 300,000 followers. One of their fans is Hugh Jackman.
And these guys are just like random dudes?
They have a name. Oh. The Out of Puff Daddies.
Okay.
And this all started back in 2012, actually. It was for a surprise performance at their kids' annual dance show.
Mm-hmm.
They range in age from 42 to 60. Nobody had dancing experience, but they did get some lessons. They were taught by their kids' street dancing teacher for this surprise performance, and it went over so well, they decided to keep going.
Whoa.
And so Paul Jukes, a.k.a. Jukebox,
uh-huh.
he's 48. He has kind of taken on as the group's leader and artistic director. And they said that dancing together has helped them get through bereavement, unemployment, depression.
Wow.
And, yeah, they've caught fire on TikTok and Instagram reels, and it's pretty amazing. So we've got them up. You got to see the video. At WDJX.com. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. All right, look. Sometimes secrets are okay. If they're little secrets, you know, that you keep from your spouse.
Little white lies.
Yeah, things like that. You know, we've said on the show before that 100% honesty in a relationship, you know, that could be a little bit tricky.
Well, but it's also dicey when you say it like that.
Yeah, but, you know, like 99% honesty, okay. But then, you know, every now and then you got to just have those little white lies and things like that. Now, Jessica, she might have a little bit more than a little white lie. She thinks maybe it's a little white lie. It's
okay.
Not really a lie, but it's omission, right?
Lying by omission is still, I think, categorized as that. And I'm really thinking in this particular situation, wowie. I think there's a clear answer. I think there's a clear answer.
All right. Well, we'll get
you. She just needs to hear it from us.
I guess.
Yeah.
So anyways, if you've ever got an issue that you're like, you know what, could probably use another a set of opinions on this,
mm-hmm.
you can always come to us. We'd be happy to lend our opinions your way. All right. Dive into the DMs. Jessica's Secret next on 99.7 DJX. We're diving into the DMs here, which at Ben and Kelly Show, you can always shoot us a DM. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Yeah, so Jessica, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, just want to pop in here and see what you and your listeners would do in my situation.
Okay.
Should I tell my husband I won about $28,000 at the boat?
Wow.
If I'm honest, he's gotten upset at me before for going there.
Uh-huh.
But the other day, I hit it playing the slots.
All right.
My husband and I have a joint account for the mortgage and bills, but we have separate accounts for our own personal banking.
Mm.
So he wouldn't have to know."
Oh, that was going to be my first question.
"I kind of like the secret and having my own stash of money.
Oh my God.
I'm not planning on leaving him anytime soon, but you never know what the future holds."
What?
That was a sharp left turn, wasn't it? "Okay, I haven't bought anything with the money yet, but I'm considering some jewelry I've had my eye on. Nothing too flashy. Anyway, just wanted to get your take. Thank you."
Okay, so back up a second. She said, "I don't plan on leaving him, but you never know what the future holds." Is she considering that like a
rainy day nest egg in case I gotta get a divorce?
Yeah, sort of a nest egg fund. Like, okay, what if all of a sudden, you know, we do get a divorce, I'm gonna need some money, maybe this is good to just keep to myself in case that happens.
Listen, let's put the shoe on the other foot. What if it were him and you found out he was stashing away $28,000 and didn't tell you about it? How would you feel?
If we were struggling and we were having to make decisions and make some cuts in our budget and choices, selling some things or whatever because of financial reasons, and I found out that you had this nest egg, yeah, that'd be a problem.
Well, and then
I gotta be honest, it'd be a problem anyways. Like,
exactly.
Like
yes.
If I knew my wife had $28,000, she happened to win and never told me, I'd be like, what?
Yeah, that's a big one. You're not telling
me
about.
I mean, I would get over it quickly because it's $28,000, but still, I would want to know.
But if she's like, going to the outlets and blowing it all on herself.
I mean, she earned it though, right?
Okay. But I mean, I feel like when you are married, you're part of a unit and you need to be sharing these kinds of things. Like, now I know she mentioned that he would be mad knowing she went to the boat to begin with. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's a
yeah. What if she has kind of a problem that with that sort of thing?
It could very well be. But yeah, if she like rolls in and just be like, "I promise, I'm not going to do it again." But look, honey, I got $28,000. Yay for me!
Yeah, everybody on the text line is saying you're going to have to pay taxes on that. You're going to have to pay taxes on that. You're going to have to pay taxes on that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if she claims it.
Yeah.
Wait. I've never won a big sum of money from the boat. Do they send you like a 1099?
That's a really good question. I have no idea. I've never been in that bracket either. Like, you just like put it under the mattress, and if it's all cash, I don't know. Aubrey's like, I need to be her friend, LOL.
I know, that's right. Wow.
I don't know. What are the legalities with that? I guess if you win, isn't the rule like over $600?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
So that would have to be the case. It would have to be claimed on taxes, I would think.
But it's on the river.
You mean river money doesn't need to pay taxes? River
money doesn't. I don't know. Listen, don't take tax advisor money advice from me. I clearly don't know what I'm talking about.
Tax professionals to chime in.
No. I don't want to hear about tax professionals. Let's assume that whatever taxes. Let's assume she's going to pay it or whatever. She's going to pay the taxes, and maybe they file jointly or separately. You know, because of whatever reason. You know, they've got one joint account. But then they've got separate other accounts. So
Allison says, definitely you should tell. The tables were turned. She would want to know. I feel like she needs to tell him. Also, I believe he wouldn't be mad because $28,000, he'd probably want to go back to the boat with her. And you do have to pay taxes.
Okay. Well, dang, we were trying to get you out of paying taxes, so
I know.
Sorry, Jessica.
Yeah, no, it looks like you can't avoid that, even because it's river money.
I guess I can't be your financial advisor anymore.
It's probably good that we didn't go down that career path. I don't think we'd be very good at that.
I don't know. I mean, part of me is like, I know in my heart that I would want to know. And if that happened to me, like I won that much money, I would want to tell my wife.
Yes. And Missy, I would said want she's gonna to blow know it. She's going to blow it all back in the boat. The boat will report it. And she had to sign a paper when they paid her. She says, I won $2,500 one time in Vegas. Go, Missy.
There you go.
And it's reported. She'll have to pay the taxes and he will know.
Okay.
Tell him before he finds out that way. That would be worse, I feel like, if he finds out and you didn't tell him. That's not good.
Oh, okay. Maybe you tell him you won $20,000 and you take that.
What is the matter with you? We don't know.
What?
No.
Just tell him you won 20 grand. Say, yeah. No. And he's going to be like, yeah. And you're like, no. I know.
No.
And you buy yourself something real nice.
No. I think she needs to be like, she needs to kind of crawl up to him, just like, listen, I know.
Do you mean crawl like wearing sexy lingerie crawl? like with those sorts of eyes crawl? And
maybe.
Like use the little finger legs, walk up his leg?
Maybe.
Like, hey.
Got something to tell you.
I know you're going to be mad, but look at my body.
You're so awkward.
Maybe that's what she does. Maybe that's how she tells it. She asks for all of it in cash, and she gets maybe about $1,000 in ones and just spreads it on herself.
Like, lights some candles, puts on some sassiness, like, like coats the bed with it, rolls around it, and then tells him, like, listen, don't be mad. Don't be mad. But I did a thing. We're the worst at this. Why do people come to us for advice?
Because we give them what they want to hear. All right. So have we determined that, yes, she needs to tell him, but in the way of needs to be like in the bedroom, lingerie, dim the lights, sort of like, I've been bad. I might need to be spanked.
Oh, stop it. Stop right now. Stop talking. Say, honey, a cat sent to
I might have been naughty.
Oh, another text. Just say it's an OnlyFans account. Don't say where you got the money. Just say, oh, it's an OnlyFans. I got a
well, then
in.
She'd have to start an OnlyFans account if she didn't have one already.
Don't do that. How you tell him is up to you. We've laid out some suggestions.
I think the number one is, though, sexy time. That's how you got to do it. That's how you got to do it. All right. Well, hey, Jessica, good luck with that. Congrats on your win. We appreciate it.
That might avoid the divorce, too. Yay!
Yeah, it come in handy. Oh, shoot. All right, so there you go. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, setting the bar story. And I got to be honest, this is one of those moments where I'm happy the police made this mistake, or I'm happy it wasn't what they thought was happening.
Okay, that's good.
I mean, it could be a feel good. I'm putting it in a setting the bar story because I'm targeting it towards one specific, very niche audience.
Okay.
We are, listen, Kelly, I don't want to ever let anyone feel like that they are not welcome to listen to our show.
Equal opportunity show, sure, I get
right,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I want to make sure that everyone feels included, everyone feels invited to the party.
Who are we talking to?
Listen, that's part of it in the setting the bar story, okay?
Are we saving that part?
Yes, we're saving.
The niche audience that we're going to be speaking to?
Oh, this is a horrible tease.
It's a really bad tease.
It's a horrible tease because you're going to be like, dang it, Ben. Coming up next. Hang on. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Side of the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, honestly, I'm happy that this wasn't as big an emergency as it sounded like. So I'm putting this in and setting the bar story for a very select niche of our audience, okay?
Are you going to reveal that, or is it going to reveal itself?
It'll reveal itself. You can manage to make it through the day without being the goat that causes police to respond to you, then you're doing okay.
So we're talking to goats right now? So we're doing we're talking to our goat friends in the audience?
The Enid Police Department. They're in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. They were responding to a report sent by a concerned member of the public who said they'd heard a person yelling help.
Oh,
this is the sounds that they heard. The body cam footage of the on the officer as they were approaching said noise.
Hey, it's a person. That's a person.
Running towards the area.
Is it goat?
I'm standing outside of Rebecca. I'm like, I hear it. But I don't know if it's an animal or a person. But sure enough, we're walking over here. I'm like, that's a person.
Yeah, from a long distance, sounds like help.
Yeah. Apparently, the farmer explained that, his goat was very upset because he'd been separated from one of his friends and he was throwing a temper tantrum.
Yeah, no, let's not separate the goat friends. Why? Oh, that is tragic.
I mean,
so
who knows?
He was yelling about that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, maybe they were separated during lovemaking.
Oh, my God.
And if you're wondering what that noise is, it is the sound of sweet, passionate goat love.
Oh, wow. That sounded really aggressive. Okay, so he's upset from being away from his, we'll say, friend.
on Facebook, the police department posted, thank you, gentlemen, your swift actions, although in the end not necessary, are appreciated by us all. All in all, you really can't say it was that bad of a call. Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. That is amazing. So at first they show up, they're like, that's a person.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so again, setting the bar.
Speaking again to our goat friends.
Yeah, again, if you're a goat within the sound of my voice, if you can manage to make it through the day without making so much noise that police get responded to your situation, then you're doing okay.
I mean, they thought you were in distress, so just keep it down a little bit. I understand you're upset that you were separated from your friend.
To be fair, they were. So again, that is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So in honor of Mother's Day this weekend, what makes your mom the, quote, cool mom? Now, it could be something, like, legit, or it could be something that, like, she let you get away with when you were littler.
Oh, gosh.
Or whatever. We'd love to hear your story, all right? You can text or call.
I'm going to take notes. I got to take notes.
502-795-1997. How was your mom a cool mom? 99.7 DJX, with Mother's Day upon us. You know, thinking back, you know, it took me a while to realize, okay, all right, my mom had some cool qualities, because to me, my mom was always kind of like the, mom. And
she was mom.
And it was like, that's my mom.
Yeah.
That's my mom. You know, that kind of, you know, a little bit embarrassing. And it was one of those things where, like, she would cut my hair. She wouldn't send me to a barber. She would cut my hair herself in the backyard. And, like, my friends would cut through the yard and they'd see it. And I'd be like, oh. And she'd be like, she'd be like, hi, guys. You're next. And they'd be like, hi. And I'd be like, oh, mom.
Oh, that's precious. Oh, I wish I would have been there.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, look, I look back and I'm like, yeah, I mean, she was cool mom because, you know, she was raising me and my two sisters on her own. She had a full-time job as a, she was, you know, tenured professor there in the School of Nursing. And then she also decided she was going to go to law school there in her 40s.
Smart lady.
And yeah, I know, exactly. And so, like, she just, like, reinvented her career, like, late in life. And I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. So
that is amazing.
So, yeah. So.
And she sounds like she's an amazing barber.
Yeah. I mean, the Flowbee, do you remember that? That was like a...
Oh, yeah. That was, the attachment onto, like, the vacuum, right?
Right. That was around. She didn't use that. She just used regular clippers and scissors and stuff like that. But
I bet it looked great. I bet it looked great.
Well, and it was one of those things that I remember one time I was on a bus and I have a natural calic on the back of my head, right?
Yeah, so do I. Mm-hmm.
And it kind of like, there's like a little indentation there in the middle of my hairline, right? Uh-huh. And so I remember I was on a bus and someone sitting behind me was like, what's up with your hair? Would your mom cut your hair?
Oh, God.
And I'm like, she did.
I would have been like, no.
I know. I was like, oh. So I want to know how your mom was the cool mom. Jen texted in and said, my mom on her 50th birthday got her first tattoo.
Oh, wow.
It was a pair of lips on her butt cheeks. Hey there.
Oh, no, no. Hey there. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What are you doing, Mom?
Is that so she could be like, you know what? Kiss my butt.
I mean, hey, your mom could fall into that category.
She could. She did not get lips on her butt, though. She didn't. She got a dolphin on her ankle that Dad didn't notice for 3 months. While my sister got a tramp stamp on the back of her lower back.
It does. Okay, wait. Hang on a second.
She got the little flowers.
I know. What is the meaning of a dolphin tattoo?
There's no hidden meaning.
Is there?
My mom would not, like, do much research or be that deep. She's probably just like, oh, that's really cute.
I know.
Let's put that on my ankle.
Kelly, I understand that, but I'm trying to figure out if
she... There's, like, a hidden meaning she didn't know about?
Yeah, exactly. If there's something that she's, like, projecting, like, hey, I'm a swinger.
like a pineapple on the porch.
I know, exactly. She's like, my neighbors are so friendly. It's like, Mom, the dolphin tattoo means...
Oh,
no, it looks like the dolphin tattoo just
means... It's just a dolphin?
It's a symbol of the beach and ocean, appeals to people who identify as free spirits.
There you go. Yeah, that's my mom. She's outgoing.
All right, free spirits.
She was awesome because she was a lunch lady. She worked in our school cafeteria for 18 years. So she like knew all the kids. She was
awesome.
She's a mayor of the lunchroom.
Bailey messaged us. My mom is such a cool mom because she is always trying to win us tickets on your morning show. And calls you guys our friends. Her friends. Oh, yes. That's great. I love that.
We are friends. That's great. Love it.
Oh, shoot. Mike, my mom is the cool mom. I'm 40 and she still does my taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mike, that's not cool mom. You need to just do your own taxes, buddy. That's your mom enabling at this point.
That's great.
That's not cool. That's enabling. That's what
he's
that's
just
called.
Like, look, she wants to do it.
Right. She wants
to. I'm not
going
to say no.
I'm going to say no. I'm getting refund after refund. Why quit?
He's such a good boy. He deserves money back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Allie sent us a text of her mom from back in the day. She said no explanation needed. Just look at her. She's still the coolest hippie chick around.
She
Dang,
was
Allie,
cool.
Your mom
she
was
had attitude.
Your mom was freaking fire.
Yeah, she was.
Oh.
I'm sure she still is. Yeah, she's like down to business.
Yeah, I mean, she's got some sass in
that
photo.
Don't cross me.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it. Yeah, Miranda, my mom still gets me Easter baskets at 30. You know what? That's never going to end. That's great.
No, that's fantastic.
Love that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Tara sent in, first of all, she let us go to Vegas as little kids.
Oh, wow. And did we do the gambling?
Reminds me of this.
There are no rules in this house. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina? Please stop talking. Okay.
From Mean Girls there, for those of you who haven't seen that classic movie, Kelly.
You know what? Update. I did watch it.
Did you really?
Literally 2 nights ago.
Oh, well, congratulations. I can't make fun of you about that anymore.
Well, I was sitting there. I regretted it instantly with the language. And I'm sitting there with my daughter.
Oh, well.
There's much of it.
Yeah.
There's much of it.
It's
like, you didn't warn me about how much of it?
It's a rated R movie, Kelly.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it was PG-13.
Oh, was it PG-13?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
And so I thought it was fine. It was not really fine. It wasn't really fine. I kind of have immediate regrets.
Oh, it's all good. Emily said, my mom used to bake chocolate chip cookies every Saturday, and all the neighborhood kids would come over and play, and she'd send them all home with baggies of cookies. Man, that was a cool mom.
Oh, right, that is awesome.
All right, well, cool. Well, hey, you know what? However cool your mom was, you know, make sure you celebrate her this weekend for Mother's Day. 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. And let's get to a feel-good here. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So you might have seen this really sweet video of a little boy named Evan. He was getting really emotional, had the sweetest reaction to seeing his new home for the first time. So here's the backstory. Daryl Ellis is Evan's dad, had to have emergency open heart surgery, couldn't work for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So mom Mallory had to work two jobs to avoid getting evicted, just couldn't make ends meet. So they ended up staying with a friend until they could find a place. So when that day finally came and they were able to buy a house, they decided to get video of the kids seeing the house and finding out it was theirs for the first time.
This is our house.
Oh.
Are you happy? We have a house.
As a father, I couldn't have been any more prouder. I teared up. It was such a relief watching that on my kid's face. No more hotels, no more friends' house. This is going to be yours.
I cried.
And I cried.
He cried. And we were so relieved.
We all cried.
That day, we picked the kids up from school. They came out of the car, and I said, I'm going to hit record. And I turned it on. I said, hey, by the way.
They didn't know yet. They didn't know.
They didn't know. I said, by the way, this is our house. And that's when that video kind of...
Evan lost it.
Aw, poor buddy.
I know. It is so sweet. Like, he's an instant ugly cry, and it's just adorable. See the entire thing. Their whole story is up at WDJX.com.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Now, when I say Charlie's got a problem with her sister's boyfriend, like, she doesn't hate him.
No, it's not that kind of a problem.
Right, right. But
But her sister kind of thinks so, though.
Yeah, and there are some issues and some feelings at play here, so we're going to try to get her on the phone, get her to talk about the message she sent us with group therapy. Coming up here in about 10 minutes. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Get to a quick text from Chase. He said, so hanging out with my friends at the local Beef O'Brady's, I hear a conversation about my friends Ben and Kelly. Thinking I was going to have to fight for your defense, we ended up cracking up about a recent missed connection story that y'all did the other day about a bar that we all hang out.
Oh, my gosh.
Who knew the county line would ever get this type of good publicity?
That's fantastic. I feel like we need to go there. We do. Field trip.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, for sure. I mean, as long as they got cold beer, I'm good.
Yes. Oh, we just got to be little flies on the wall and just see where else love blooms.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Hey, coming up next, we are. I am trying to get Charlie on the phone. After she said we could call her, she's now not picking up. So.
All right.
I'm just hoping that I can, like, actually get a hold of her. So,
I mean, I can play the part of Charlie if need be. I do
all right,
that often.
Just stay, be a standby, all right?
Okay. I'll be ready.
Charlie doesn't necessarily hate her sister's boyfriend.
No, she's just, I think she's feeling like he's around a little much.
All right, we're going to dance around that delicate topic. Hopefully with Charlie coming up here next with group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Charlie.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for allowing us to give you a call about this. So explain everything that you wrote us, all right?
Okay, my sister and her boyfriend have been, like, coming with us whenever we spend time together. So it didn't start out like this, but, like, gradually she started asking if he can come more and more often, and now I feel like it's whenever I see her, you know, then I see him too. Like, they're attached.
Your sister and her boyfriend are constantly together, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or at least when they're spending time with me. Like, she'll ask, like, last minute or in front of him, so I can't say no, and then, like, sometimes she just brings him without mentioning it, and he's there and doesn't even ask. I mean, I really like him, and I like hanging out with him once in a while, but, like, sometimes I just want girl time with my sister.
And yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, and I kind of get the vibe that, like, that she wants him there more than he does, kind of. Like, maybe he feels a little awkward.
You're like, help me help you.
Yeah.
Do you think she's trying to get you to, like, love him as much as she does, like, to bring him into the family and that kind of thing and make him feel like a brother to you?
I mean, maybe, but, like, he's been around for, like, a little while, so I don't know why she would feel like he wasn't, but, like, every single time. Like, I get it, like, holidays and family things and, like, even once in a while, like, let's get together, but, like, this is, like, you know, let's go shop at the mall, and there he is. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to go for a pedicure next.
Hey, listen, I just recently discovered what a pedicure is like, and I'm all in.
No judgment. They're wonderful.
Listen, yeah, but don't tell him. Listen, you're not helping.
So
we have anything for just us?
Yes, I get it. You do. You need that. You need girl time. And so, have you just, like, tried to say, hey, sis, maybe, you know, the next time you try to set something up with her, just like, hey, I was kind of hoping we could just have some girl time and go do, you know, sister things.
Yeah, I tried to do that, like, really casually, and she freaked out. And, like, now she's telling him and the whole family that I hate him and I don't like him.
Oh, gosh, that backfired.
Yeah. That escalated.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I don't know where it's coming from. And I don't hate him at all.
Right.
So, yeah. So, basically, like, I know I can't change her, but do you guys have any advice, like, as a last resort before I have to just put some space between this and take a step back?
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to widen the gap between you and your sister because
yeah, it's like driving a wedge even further.
Right. I just don't know what to do. Like, it's just, it doesn't come off as, like, normal or, like, a healthy degree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how they are when you're not around? And I even hate putting this out into the universe, but how long do you think she's going to actually, or he's going to actually be dating your sister?
Right. I mean, and that's in the back of my head, too. I don't want to see her get hurt, but it seems a little codependent, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, are they, has she,
awkward sometimes.
Has she told you about wanting to be, like, long-term serious with him? Is she talking, like, I can see marrying this guy?
Yes, that's totally where she is.
Okay.
Which would be great, because he's great, and he would be a great part of our family. Like, I do really like him, but...
Yeah.
But you just need a little bit of time alone with your sister. Like, you've lost a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I got it.
I don't want to see her lose herself either, you know?
Like, for sure.
Yes, that's
for
important.
Sure. We've got a lot of people already checking in to offer up their suggestions. Now, Charlie, keep in mind, it can be very raw when it comes to the advice that people give. So
maybe tough love.
Yeah, just saying.
There's going to be a lot of, why don't you just talk to your sister? She's your sister. Just talk to her.
But no. Charlie, we'll try to help you out here, and hopefully, you know, you and your sister and her boyfriend can all kind of find that happy medium together and things.
Yeah, because you don't want her to get to the point where she's just like, oh, I better, like, check with my sister and make sure if it's okay if I bring him to the family party for Mother's Day or anything like that.
Right.
So you don't want her to get to that point either. I totally get how you have to approach this with some sort of compassion, and it's a little delicate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
So I just want to do the right thing by everybody.
Yes.
Charlie, thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you about this, and hopefully we can help steer you in kind of the right direction here.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. If you have been in this situation or you want to offer up some advice, I would love to get your take on it. 502-795-1997. Group therapy. Charlie doesn't hate her sister's boyfriend, but she's got an issue with him being around all the time.
Yeah, they never get any sister girl time.
Yeah, and in fact, she's even brought it up to her sister, and then her sister kind of turned around and accused her of hating him.
Yeah, it's like, hey, calm down, simmer down. Like, hey, don't you want to just spend girl time with me, too?
Yeah, so kind of how she approached that whole thing. Lisa comes in with a text that says, my concern is that the sister has some sort of trust issue with this guy. Like, if she freaks out at the thought of being away from him, something is wrong.
Yeah, Brittany's kind of echoing the same thing. She said, with him acting like he's not excited about being there either, sounds like a situation where the sister has trust issues, dependency issues. She wants to see her sister, but can't be away from him at the same time?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Like maybe there's some trust issue between Charlie's sister and...
the boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Yeah.
Chris, you got a suggestion.
So, you know, when you take the traditional route and you try to have a normal conversation with somebody and that doesn't work, sometimes you got to get a little creative. So maybe she should just start hitting on her sister's boyfriend. It'll serve two purposes. Number one, and maybe it'll make the sister uncomfortable, bring him around if she starts flirting a little bit. Number two, maybe she could test the boyfriend a little bit, make sure she's got a keeper.
Wow, that's kind of genius. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to really suggest it, but...
Of course, but it's fun to think about.
Yeah, Chris, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Alrighty.
I mean, you say we don't suggest it, but I feel like maybe there's some validation in that.
There could be some validity to the idea. Test the waters. Let us know how that goes.
Right. Christy on Facebook says, just explain it to her outright. Like, I don't hate your boyfriend. I actually like him for you. But there are times I would just love to... Wait, hang on. Christy, are you trying to suggest that she have a mature, rational, adult conversation with her sister?
We already tried that. She freaked out. That's why we're here. That is why we're here.
I mean...
So we need to figure out another way to approach it. Maybe different words that she won't freak out about.
I mean, a lot of people are like, well, you could just start hanging out with him.
Okay. Like, without the sister?
Yeah, but that kind of then... Again,
that's kind of segueing into Chris's idea.
Yeah, and also it doesn't give her the sister time that she wants.
Kelly from Crescent Hill said, Chris is the opposite of Andrew, the love doctor. We need a yin and a yang, I think. We do.
We do.
It's always healthy to see both sides.
All right. Well, hey, I think there are some suggestions there. And if all else fails, go to Chris's idea. Just start hitting on the boyfriend in front of your sister.
That's not where we're landing on.
That's what I'm landing on. No. I'm just saying that's a last resort, you know?
That's a last resort. Okay.
you can do that.
Just reiterate. No, I love your boyfriend for you. You guys are great together. Just I miss spending just one-on-one girl time with you. That's all I want to do.
You know what? She threw out the whole pedicure thing. We can't even have pedicures together anymore. What if there's something other, like what is an other, like, really feminine sort of activity that they could do that really wouldn't be appropriate for the boyfriend to be around?
Going and getting their hair done?
No, see, the boyfriend could get his hair done, too.
Oh.
Meg says get Brazilians. Yes.
Oh, there
see,
you go.
See, that's what I'm saying. Just like, yeah. Is there an activity that she can do that is purely like a feminine thing that just...
Yeah, Terry's like waxing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, everybody's rolling in with the,
It wouldn't be an appropriate thing. So anyways, there are some suggestions to gnaw on. All right.
John's just, you know, spotty. Yes, I think just a nice, normal massage, pedicures, facial kind of thing. That's totally 100% a girls do that together kind of thing.
Until
boys don't normally tag along.
I will say though,
stop with the pedicures.
If you are Charlie's sister's boyfriend listening, pedicures are fantastic.
Okay, but he can go get them with the guys. Go have guy pedicure day.
All right, anyways. That is group therapy. If you want to chime in with a suggestion, you always can. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.
Haley says, technically, men can also get Brazilians. Yeah. I don't want to know how you know that. I don't want to know how you know.
Maybe Haley is a waxing technician.
Oh,
and she knows.
Oh, boy.
She knows all about that issue.
Automatically, I don't know how much they make. I feel like it's not enough.
Jonas Brothers Rupp Arena in September goes on sale today. We're giving you tickets to win before you can buy them here on 99.7 DJX. Let's play a fun little game, all right, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Jeff calling us from Shively. Hey there, Jeff.
Hey.
Jeff's got blonde hair, drives a Honda Civic, is in retail, is engaged. Congratulations.
Oh, that's exciting.
Thank you.
By the way, how'd you pop the question? Was it public? You could just say this. Was it public or was it private?
It was very public.
Very public.
Oh, that makes Ben just immediately sweat.
Yeah, I cringe. Like, I cringe at those public proposals. But
was there any doubt she'd say yes?
No, but she was very surprised. But I had to ask her 3 times because she was so surprised.
Okay. All right. I'm glad she got around to saying yes.
Well, she was speechless.
All right. Yeah, she was speechless, of course.
I like that. All right.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Little kid, drunk adult, Jeff, is what we're playing. Kelly, explain how the game works.
Yeah, you're going to hear 3 stories. You have to figure out that happened when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
Yep. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I sat on the toilet and started peeing without pulling down my underwear.
Wow. I have so many questions already.
Wow.
That could go either way.
Yeah, I'd say drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly?
I will agree.
All right, both of you say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep,
Yeah, Jeff.
There it was, drunk adult.
Me and a few college buddies had been out bar hopping, and we Ubered back to my place. And I just remember stumbling to the bathroom and really needing to pee. And I didn't have the balance to stand, so I sat. And I didn't realize I missed a step in the process.
No.
So I started going and realized I was still fully clothed.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Well, at least he was at home and he wasn't out at the bar still.
Yeah, that's true. Classic mistake. All right.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're 1 for 1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got bit by a raccoon trying to feed it a hot dog from out of my mouth.
It was the out of my mouth part that really sealed it. It paints the picture, doesn't it?
Yep.
I'd have to go with drunk adult again.
I agree.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I think even a kid would be smarter than that.
All right.
I was a little kid.
And
I was wrong.
She's offended now.
I really loved animals as a kid, and one day I tried to feed a raccoon by putting a hot dog in my mouth, and the raccoon went berserk and
bit me on the lip.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Why did you right. not just want to hold it? Just hold it. Even put it on a skewer and stick it out even further.
That's funny. Wow. All right. Jeff, let's try to get this last one right. All right. Little kid, drunk adult.
I woke up completely naked, peeing in the sofa chair.
Oh, my gosh. Another
peeing. Oh, there's so many peeing stories.
Oh, man.
Wow. So my last and final answer, I'd have to say drunk adult, to have that previous experience and something like that.
You're like, been there, done that. That's drunk adult, if I do say so myself.
All right, I'm sticking with Jeff, drunk adult.
All right, so Jeff, you've said drunk adult for every one of them. So let's see if it rolls.
I was a drunk adult.
Yes! Drunk adult.
I had gone home with my girlfriend in college for her birthday weekend. We got so drunk, apparently I went to bed like a normal person, but at some point my location shifted and my girlfriend woke up. I was missing, and when she found me, I was butt naked in her dad's lounger, peeing all over the
place. Oh my God, in her dad's lounger?
What?
Oh, that is quite the impression.
Hang on a second.
At his girlfriend's parents' house?
Jeff, are you laughing because this is you, actually? You're like, that's me!
It brings back trauma.
It brings back
drama. Oh, well, Jeff, congratulations, man. You're a winner. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Awesome.
Congrats. Oh. Congrats. There you go.
Tickets, yes.
Yes, tickets. All right. Well, hey, Jeff, congrats. Hang on the line another quick sec, okay? We're going to get information from you, all right?
Right.
Oh, that's super exciting. Oh. I choose to think his fiance is going to be over the moon excited.
Yeah, I would hope.
I do want to hear the proposal story. You can tell me off the air if you need to. Winky face.
Okay, I'll tell you off the air.
Yes.
What is between you two that I don't know about?
What if it's a surprise? What if we're giving too much information and the fiance is
going to
know?
He's already asked her. She said yes.
No, not about that.
Oh.
About what we're doing right now, sir.
Like, wow, what do you mean it's a surprise? He said yes.
Maybe he wants to keep the tickets a surprise.
Oh, well, you didn't win tickets, Jeff. You just won the love and affection of me. That's it. Well done, sir.
This is good.
All right, hang on a second, man. Hang on.
Did you forget the backstory? You forgot the backstory, didn't you?
I don't pay attention to that sort of thing. So, DMs, you can always send us a message. We'll toss it out to our listeners and see if we can help you out a little bit.
Anna's a little worried. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm hoping you can help me decide if I'm making a big Mother's Day mistake.
Oh.
I want to do something different for my mom this year, so I'm planning on treating her to a day at the spa.
All right.
My hesitation is that my mom's really old school. Okay. She wears very little makeup, colors her own hair, does her own nails, has never even had a massage.
Oh.
Like I said, she was raised in a very different time.
Mm-hmm.
My husband thinks I'm trying to put a square peg in a round hole, saying it's her day and I shouldn't push her into something she's not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe by gently pushing her outside of her comfort zone, she could have this amazing, wonderful experience she didn't know she was missing.
Okay.
So can you ask everyone listening if they think a day at the spa is a good idea for someone who has always avoided it? Thanks so much.
All right. I'll use myself as an example here.
Okay. Are we talking about your pedicure again?
Yes, we're talking about my pedicures. I've been like, man, pedicures, what is the deal? Is this someone clipping your nails and doing
That's
whatever?
Girl stuff. That's not doing that.
I don't need to get my nails painted and stuff like that. That's what I have daughters for if I really want that. Blah, 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 blah. They've done their own pedicures on me before. Uh-huh. I'm fine. I don't need to pay someone money to sit
Hashtag
there and mess with my feet.
Dad life, yes.
Yeah, so then I went along with my wife and my youngest to get pedicures.
YOLO, when in Rome, let's do it.
I was like, all right, I'll be just one of the girls here. And I'll say that I walk in and I sit down. And as soon as I sit down, the lady next to me nudges her husband and says, see, other guys come here. I go, my first time.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, what up, bro? Knuckles. And then I will say that for the next whatever it was, half hour, 45 minutes, they just did me right.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this feels good. I'm
did they have a massage chair and everything?
Yes, they did. I'm like, yeah. I guess I'm a pedicure guy now.
And they give you the little leg massage
Yes.
Yeah.
And I
it's
was
good
just
stuff.
Like, man, that is the stuff. And
I tell you, there are some people I think that get weird about strangers touching them in that way, like massages and things. So maybe her mom is like in that camp where, like, I don't know if I could ever feel comfortable laying nearly naked
on a
massage table. Have you never had a massage?
No.
Oh, wow. Listen, that's going to be another one of those experiences. You've never had a couple's massage?
No, I've never lived that life.
Oh, hubby and I did that.
Okay.
On the honeymoon.
And you're naked?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have like underwear on, but that's about it. And then you're under a blanket. And so they kind of hold it up discreetly as you had a roll over and things. And and there's nice smelling oils and things. Yeah. It's good stuff. It's nothing like, you know,
I mean,
intimate,
wouldn't you worry?
It's rubbing your back, a stranger rubbing on your back.
Was Michael worried about, you know?
No.
Enjoying it too much?
No, he didn't share that with me. He was.
Okay. That would be my hesitation.
Okay.
As if they're like, all right, flip over. I'm like, can't. Can't do it.
Okay. Well, that's going to have to be your decision.
Have to wait here a little bit longer.
You got to assess that risk. But what I'm saying is, bringing it back to Anna's mom.
Oh yeah, that's
right. Is maybe she's weird about having strangers rub on her, and if that's the case, I don't know. Maybe.
But again, maybe it's like she just doesn't know what she doesn't know.
Well, or maybe she, you know, instead of, I know she maybe wants to try to surprise her, but maybe she just kind of tests the water and just say, hey, Mom, I was really thinking it would be fun for us to go do this together. And what do you think? We don't know the origin of why she's never decided to go have a spa day. Maybe she thinks she doesn't need it.
Right.
Or, you know, she thought it was too pricey. But if, you know, Anna's going to cover the cost and that isn't a concern, would Mom be down for it? Maybe we just ask her and test the waters, like, I was thinking of doing this. Do you think it would be fun?
Hey, Jen.
So I will tell you personal experience. My mom has always been, you know, she never wanted to go out and do things for herself. She dyed her own hair. She did her own nails as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She never wanted to go to a spa or have anything done until last year when I told her it's time to focus on you, do something for you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she now goes for pedicures. She gets her nails done. She goes to a hair salon,
yes.
And she asks herself every day why she didn't do it sooner.
Okay, and I think that's what Anna's thinking. She's thinking, you know, she's going to open her mom up to a whole new world, and this could be amazing for her.
Like, I mean, unless you think you're going to offend her by giving that to her, why not? And it's like, hey, I want to do this with you.
Yes, girls stay at the spa. Yeah, like, listen, you have no idea how amazing and relaxing and awesome this is. So I just want you to have this experience. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, you never have to go back. But, you know, don't knock it until you try it. Yeah, knock it until you try it.
All right. Well, hey, Anna, I think we're all saying go for it.
I don't know anyone that has had a spa experience and said, yeah, I don't like that. I'm never doing that again. No one's ever said that, ever.
All right. All right. Well, cool. Check back with us. Let us know how it all went. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets! Yes!
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses.
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I've got some holdovers from last week when we didn't even do it. Jacqueline, like, loaded me up with a ton of horse jokes.
Oh.
So
boring.
But then I have a mixture. So I've got a mixture of some horse jokes and then I got some yo mama jokes.
What? Why are you saying this now?
I'm putting it out there that I have a bit of a theme.
You're excusing your bad jokes on this.
They're not bad. They're good.
Okay.
They're good.
All right. Giving yourself
your
an out
ones.
Already.
Yeah, no, it's good. They're good.
All right, if you see it on Facebook, you can watch as it all goes down at 99.7DJX. Give us just about 5 minutes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And we're going for this big ol' you laugh, you lose Supreme Victor trophy.
It is so magical. I mean, it's still, it's impressive the way that the taped on label is still hanging.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's,
after a couple of years now.
That's what quality does.
Yes. Hashtag quality.
Quality. Hashtag quality.
Yes.
All right, so You Laugh, You Lose, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. Can we get one out of the way first real quick, courtesy of Rick? Rick, go ahead.
So your mom is so fat, she went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and licked everybody's fingers.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad we're getting that out of the way now because that's good. That's good, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate I like that. Guest joke tellers. Hey, we should make that a regular thing.
Maybe. You never
I
know.
I like it.
Right? All right. You laugh, you lose. Losers go first. I believe that was me. All right. You ready?
Hang on. Okay. I just had to get the image of Rick's joke out of my mind. Okay. Right. We're good. We're good.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Yo, mama's so ugly.
Yeah.
She walked into a haunted house and left with an application.
It's a good one. Cross that one off. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a couple of horse jokes out of the way from Jacqueline. Bought a horse named Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, yeah. Kelly, yo, mama's so hairy.
Yeah.
Bigfoot takes pictures of her.
Impressive. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why was the horse naked?
Why?
Because a jockey fell off.
Oh, yeah. Like jockey.
He's like an accessory.
Like a jock strap jockey. Is that? All right. Got it. Kelly, yo mama's so dumb, she tried to climb Mountain Dew.
Probably didn't get very far.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Why do racehorses fart when they buck?
Why?
Because they can't achieve full horsepower without gas.
Kelly, yo mama's so dumb, she stared at the orange juice for a half an hour. Because it said concentrate.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Yo mama's so dumb, she climbed over a glass wall to see what was on the other side.
Ooh.
Oof. Yeah.
That's starting to cut.
Yeah.
Kelly, yo mama's so dumb, she is still at the stop sign. Because it hasn't said go yet.
Right, 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 right. She's just paying attention, following the rules.
Right.
Hey, Ben,
mm-hmm.
Your mama's so short, you can see her feet on her driver's license.
Oh, gosh, okay. Kelly, yo mama's so ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, yo mama's so ugly.
Yeah.
She walked past the walrus enclosure at the zoo and her iPhone unlocked itself.
Good one. Oh, my gosh. Really?
I couldn't handle it.
Oh, my God.
I had about 1,000 more of your mama jokes, too.
I do, too. I have 1,000 more.
All right, here, all right, you win. You win. Let's just toss a couple more out real
okay,
quick.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Oh,
here's one.
Shoot.
Your mama's so old, she knew Burger King when he was a prince.
Kelly, yo mama is so big, Neil Diamond was named Neil Cole until she jumped on top of him.
That's savage. Oh, that's so
golly.
Savage.
Right.
Oh, yo mama's so lazy, she has a stay-at-home job and she's still late to work.
Kelly, yo mama's so big, the sorting hat put her in the Waffle House. All right.
Yo mama's so dumb, she went to the dentist to get a Bluetooth. Oh, wait, one more. Yo mama's so dumb. When thieves broke into her house and stole the TV, she chased after them shouting, "Wait, you forgot the remote."
Listen, Kelly, I'll stop with yo mama jokes, all right? They're old, they're tired, everyone's done them.
They're so funny.
Just like yo mama.
Ah!
All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose.
Oh, dang it. The walrus.
Stupid.
Unlocking the phone.
Unlocking the phone. It did me in. Oh, on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K. Show. Right now, You can get $50 to Waldo's Chicken and Beer for only $25 up at our website, WDGX.com. Click on Kentuckiana Deals. Or if you need that last minute sort of like gift for mom for Mother's Day this weekend, why not get her $50 for free? That sounds good, right?
Free is a good cost.
Yep. We'll hook you up right now if you call 502-795-1997. That's 502-795-1997. Start ringing in, and we'll hook you up with that $50 to spend at Waldo's Chicken and Beer there in Norton Commons. So if you are still needing maybe an idea for what to get mom for Mother's Day, I just learned of like something new that I thought would be great for those maybe like me who still have yet to do a lot of thinking about Mother's Day.
You're just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm thinking I just learned of this new product. This is something maybe everybody could check out.
Every year I struggle with what to get mom for Mother's Day. I've done it all. Flowers, candy, handguns, venomous reptiles, even a rhinestone enema bag with shoes that match.
Yeah, see? What? Just like the rest of us.
Okay.
And just when it seemed like I was out of good ideas, I found this. Momgeré.
Ah, Momgeré.
Momgeré?
From Victoria's Secret. It's lingerie for your mom. Like this lacy bra and panty set. With the bra sewn right into the waistband of the panties.
Oh, no,
fits
no,
her perfectly.
No.
And this sexy teddy with a zippered pouch for all of her pills. Momgeré from Victoria's Secret. For guys who think it's okay to buy underwear for their mom.
Yeah, see?
No,
there you
it's
go.
Not okay. You That's can buy not, underwear I don't for like your mom. Any of that. That's not good. No.
Oh, my
no.
gosh. All right.
No. No.
Hey, what's your name?
Renee.
Hey, Renee. Have you ever gotten lingerie for your mom?
Yes.
You what? What?
Oh, I love that. I was not expecting that answer.
As in sassy or just the panties she likes or a bra? Explain.
I had to go help my dad shop for my mom.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay, okay. Okay. You're like, I think mom would like this.
It's too much sharing, Dad. Too much.
He's like, hey, why don't you help me pick her out something real nice, if you know
just
what I mean.
Just get her flowers or a gift card. Just gift certificate.
I like that, though, Renee. You sound fun.
That is
sassy. I try.
All right. We're going to hook you up with $50 to spend at Waldo's Chicken and Beer, so you can toss that in for mom, too. Or just use it for yourself. It's great stuff. We had it yesterday.
I'll probably use it for myself.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Renee, hang on the line a quick sec, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
She's a brave lady. There's no way. There is no way.
She said yes.
Years ago, I accidentally found some of my mom's
like
lingerie.
Special lingerie?
Special lingerie. And I was like, what? Oh. Why does she have this?
Oh.
I think I was in high school or new in college. I don't know why I was going through the drawers, but I found out. I was like, no.
That's
no.
Funny.
That is not necessary.
Well,
it was twice and it was for a purpose.
You know what? And your dad was like, yes. Maybe it was necessary.
Yes, queen.
All right. So that's fun. So, yeah, again, if you need those ideas, maybe some momgeré is the way you want to go.
Momgeré.
Yep, on 99.7 DJX.
That's great.
Oh, too much. All right, Kelly, setting the bar stories.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
You had one job. Don't lose the leg.
Why are we in charge of a leg?
If you can manage to make it through the day without losing someone's leg, then you're doing okay.
Okay, is this a prosthetic leg?
Yep, it's Michael's.
Oh,
and no. He was flying from Indianapolis to St. Louis.
Oh, gosh.
His suitcase, which had the prosthetic leg in, packed inside it, was
Why
missing.
Why are we not wearing it?
Was missing. I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know. I don't know.
Did he think it was going to like set off some security alarms or something? It seems like it would help him walk better, though.
That's not the point.
Oh, okay.
The point all is right. When he got his suitcase.
Did it sound like I was
no
blaming
leg.
The yes. guy that yes, needs the leg did. For the missing leg? Sorry.
Yes.
That's not what I meant.
Here's Michael.
The special made leg, I put it in my suitcase. When I get to St. Louis Airport, I'm sitting there waiting for my luggage to come off and uh-oh. Never comes off. You can't uh-oh. Do this to somebody that's disabled. Just uh-oh. Say, hey, we lost something of yours, but we're not going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
they're not going to make it good either.
Yeah. Right now, it is kind of a situation like that where he's now hired an attorney to negotiate on his behalf this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine it is not a cheap leg.
No.
Like, those are expensive. So to get another one is going to be a process
I mean,
and
so,
money.
So they basically, the airline has only paid him the standard $600 for a lost luggage. But okay. he's like, the prosthetic is way more than that. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Well, anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing someone's leg.
Oh,
then you're doing okay.
That is not good.
No.
Yeah, I think if I need one of those, I'm wearing it. I'm not going to trust it in the luggage. Is that the lesson we learned? Yeah. Wear the leg?
Maybe that's the lesson for next
don't
time.
Don't pack the leg. Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. There you go. That's your Set of the Bar story. How is your mom a cool mom? I'll tell you next. It's Mother's Day weekend upon us. We are asking, what makes your mom a cool mom? And so many people just were like loving on their mom on their on our text line. It's so cool. We want to get back to some of these with like Jessica. She was like, my mom is cool because she randomly throws up the peace sign in pictures. And I have no clue where she learned to do that. But and then she attached just a bunch of like photos of her mom throwing up the deuces in the background, you know?
That's so great. I love that.
Yeah, Shauna was like, my mom was the lunch lady also. You know,
yay!
Kelly, you were talking about that your mom was the lunch lady, right?
Yeah, for 18 years.
She also got her license to be the school bus driver, too. So she was my lunch lady, and she also drove the school buses at my school.
That's so great.
That was cool. And then Krista, she said, my mom actually won me tickets on your show. Many years ago, she had to stab my dad with a fork about 5 times while he was sleeping. She could
what?
Only say, just checking to see if you're done. She said, I can't describe how hard I've laughed over this. She said, I want a mail review tickets. Unfortunately,
oh, no.
I was only 17 and couldn't go.
Oh, my gosh.
Krista.
That was the prize?
Yeah, Krista, that's funny.
She said, shout out to my mom, Sue, for doing it. That's awesome.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Which,
there.
By the way, did you see what else Shauna said about her mom? She's like, yeah, it was great. Although there was no hiding my report card for the weekend. You know what I mean? She already
oh,
knew
gosh.
Everything that was going on in my school life.
Yeah.
She was the lunch lady and the bus driver.
Yeah, that is so true. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Dua Lipa. I know you're gearing up for a big Mother's Day weekend, right, Kelly?
Oh, yeah. Big weekend of watching my son play basketball.
All right, there you go.
Maybe some yard work.
All right, yard work.
Yeah.
Basketball, Mother's Day.
Yes.
There was one more Mother's Day, like, why is my mom cool sort of thing, right?
Yeah, Jacqueline said my mom loved to bake, always had a cake at our house ready to share.
You know what? That, like, there's a generation that always had cake on hand.
Yes, they were like perfect hostesses.
Like,
you know, they're just like, they wanted to make their home inviting for whenever they might have guests.
Yeah, like had a butter cake just kind of just sitting there under in the little cake tin thing.
That's why they have cake stands.
And it was just like, oh,
you
hey,
gotta have
you
a
like,
cake in the cake stand.
Would you like a slice of cake? And you're
yes.
like, yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Or cookies. Yes. I just love the way it makes the house smell,
oh,
too, when
man.
You bake something like that.
So yeah, have you gotten to that stage in your life yet, Kelly?
Well, my daughter has. She has become like the cookie baker in the house. She's like, Mom, I'm making cookies. And she does it all by herself.
Oh,
now,
wh-
when I say make cookies, I mean scoop the pre-made dough out of the bucket, put it on the sheet,
it
in the
well,
oven. They're perfect every time.
Well, you gotta teach her how to make some real
we
cookies.
We haven't gotten there yet. I have to learn that first.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I will say that my daughters are big into the cookies where I will just casually, you know, casually walk like by them and be like, weren't you guys going to make some cookies? And they'd be like, yes.
It's a good day when you can make some cookies.
I know. All right. So anyways, hopefully you've got a great weekend planned. Next week, we got a bunch of stuff to start tossing your way, including some tickets to Holiday World. We'll do that. Also, the Louisville Bats, there is tickets for next Friday night's game, the 19th, to give away. So we'll hook you up with 4-pack of tickets for that. So that's pretty cool.
Super fun. And don't forget that just at 9 o'clock, we had a new Kentuckiana deal go live. Waldo's Chicken and Beer, which, by the way, they dropped by some lunch yesterday, and it is legit.
Yeah, it's legit. It's good. So,
So tasty.
Yeah, you can pick up $50 to spend there for only $25 while supplies last. So get on that.
KentuckianaDeals.com.
All right, get on that. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.